You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, it is nearly that time of the year where we'll be hearing quite a lot of fireworks now, as much as I'm sure they are all very lovely and colourful. Sadly, they can be quite a problem for dogs, including our beloved guide canines. So how do we make sure that our beloved dogs are well looked after during quite a difficult season? Well, joining me now is Robert Ellis, training behaviour business partner from Guide Dogs. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Hubert. It's a pleasure.
So let's start with kind of the basics. You know, I mean, we can probably guess why, but why are fireworks such a big issue for dogs or animals in general?
Yeah, I think it's the world they live in. I actually looked before this call into what surveys animal charities and veterinarian organisations have reported, such as Dogs for Us, RSPCA and PDSA, and they show a significant and alarming percentage of dogs in the UK are frightened of fireworks, with estimates ranging from 41 to as high as 80% of dogs. That could, in a UK population of 30 million dogs, up to 10.4 million dogs are frightened of fireworks. So it's quite a huge deal for a dog-loving nation. Reasons why, they're quite insane. They're such loud noises, sights and sounds, that it's quite extreme. And to try and rationalise that to a dog, why would we have these on, is quite a hard thing to do.
So when these kind of fireworks happen during, like, you know, evenings and such, when fireworks happen, you know, what sort of reactions can we expect our dog to show if they are, for example, you know, afraid? What do we need to look out for?
So definitely signs of that your dog is stressed would be things like trembling and shaking, restlessness, such as pacing, potentially behaviours that we would consider undesirable behaviours might come out in form of stress, such as destructiveness, whining or barking. And so it's really important that we support the dogs through this stressful time. And even as much as it might be quite distressing for both the owner and the dog, that they might not want to go outside to even toilet, or might not even eat their food. And that's when we definitely want to intervene and support.
Now, that's indoors. Another question I have for you is, and okay, ideally, you really want to avoid taking your dogs out when fireworks are happening. But can signs of stress be different when, for example, you know, if it's not under your control, if you're outside when fireworks are happening, could the signs be different from a dog then?
They might start to try to elicit attention from the owner, but even to as much as they might try and bolt and run, completely terrified from the sounds. I've seen that with dogs, and pulling really strongly if they're on the lead. Of course, we would recommend that all dogs are kept on leads during known fireworks season, which is now until pretty much into January, and definitely walked when it's not dark. But we'd also recommend that they wear a well-fitted collar and the dog ID tag is on them, just in case, for worst case scenario, a dog did escape. But yeah, you might see a dog trying to escape from the sound, and they would just run into traffic. It's that dangerous. So it's really quite a dangerous thing for your dog to go through.
What's best for dog owners to do to kind of try and A, support them, but B, also help them through this?
There's a lot we can do. And in Guide Dogs, we look for a proactive support for your dogs and not to be reactive. As I've said at the start, there's an alarming number of dogs are reported, even pet dog population, to suffer from being frightened of fireworks. So really, I think that's probably a gross underrepresentation as well. There's probably more dogs frightened that haven't been reported. So we want a real proactive support in Guide Dogs. So things like exercising your dogs, which we've mentioned, when it's daytime, taking them out to the toilet before the dark. We like to give our dogs a safe space, somewhere they're comfy in the home. They like going to safe places where a dog will have choice to go or leave if they want to. And there we might give them chews, our company licky mats, Kongs and interactive feeders. They're all things that the dogs like and enjoy. And then we want to really muffle the sound. So it's easy when we know there's firework night, say, so we can do that quite easily then. But pulling the curtains, So that you can block out the light. Getting the dog used to not just waiting till firework night, but getting the dog used to listening to louder TV or radio or brown noise has been said to be quite soothing for the dog. And also something called taiko drums, which I've used myself with my pet Labrador. It's a low frequency, and percussive sounds can mask the high frequency bangs of the fireworks. So if your dog gets used to that in away from fireworks night, that sometimes helps them through as well, the firework display. Keeping your dog busy, so playing with their favorite toy, food, interactive toys with them. And I think a big one here is keep them company. Give them comfort. Don't overreact to it. How you react to a potentially frightening experience really matters. So they'll be looking to you to being calm and relaxed, but absolutely comfort them and give them the support that they need to get them through it. And that will hopefully help build their confidence. Worth mentioning too, if this isn't working, then if the dog, for instance, is you spot the signs like they're trembling and shaking and quite extreme signs like that, please do reach out to guide dogs. I work for the training behavior team myself, so we would ho hope to be involved. Our dog well-being officer, dog welfare officers would be involved, and if there's a concern, we would definitely bring in veterinarians to look at further support for that dog.
I've heard this before, so it'd be good to get clarification on this. So my guide dog, for example, as a kind of individual case, doesn't care about fireworks at all. They don't bother him. He doesn't react from my experience so far. But I've heard that as dogs get older, their reactions to fireworks can change one way or the other. Is that true?
Yes, it is. There's a few nuances to that, probably. They can. There's been studies out that if there's any sort of musculoskeletal issues in later life, they could potentially develop sound sensitivities too. One-time learning events can really matter. I've personally supported a guide dog partnership where I believe a firework was let off in the street as they were working by, and from having supported that dog and trained it through a November, knowing that the dog was fine with fireworks, that one-time learning event, which really scared the dog, was then generalized to bin lorries going by, people closing doors, and sadly that partnership didn't continue. So even though your dog is great with fireworks now, and that's brilliant, it means we've done a really good job at puppy raising through training to socialize them to sounds. Do not rest on your laurels, because I feel we've got to be proactive and support our dogs, because yeah, things can happen.
Absolutely. And to finish off, if people would like more advice or, you know, to speak to someone or to do some more reading, you know, where can they go?
Your dog welfare officer is someone to get in touch with if you're concerned about your dog's behavior as well as their health. It can also affect their health. It's not a nice thing to be scared of something. And then we would also we would be quick to refer on to veterinarians and get their support if needed. To get more advice, you can visit our website, where we do have advice on how to help your dogs through fireworks night and with different sounds. And that's at guidedogs.org.uk/getting support.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully your dogs will be okay during fireworks, but if they will be struggling, then hopefully we have managed to help you, to give you some tips to support them. So may your beloved canine companions stay safe through this fireworks season. Robert Ellis, training and behaviour business partner at Guide Dogs, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.